So we now look at what is warehousing management strategy that one can adopt. We are supposed to study the warehousing management strategy. Strategy as a subject, you know, we are going to understand what could be done to help the warehouse management perform efficiently. These are the critical deliverables of any warehousing management strategy. Of course, reduce the movement. That is the crux of efficient warehousing strategy. As less movement you can do of finished goods, you are efficient enough. Yeah, so the concept of source to sink. Yeah, source is the central warehouse and sink is all the distribution centers that you may have. Source and sink movement as minimal, that's better. Move in bulk, maximum possible distance, go in bulk quantity. So bulk movement at a long distance using a sound transportation reduces your cost per unit, etc. Multi-modes, use of multimodal transportations, and there are many other options. So using the right transportation method and mode is also an essential aspect of a warehousing management strategy. How you derive or how you achieve minimal transportation cost per unit, that's a science in itself, and that's a part of the warehousing management strategy. And minimal inventory carrying cost. Inventory carrying cost is the entire cost associated with one unit of product lying in your godown for the duration of the time. So it's a finished goods. The cost is already attached to it. It is not sold. That means your investment is lying idle in a godown. So that cost per unit for a given period of time is an inventory carrying cost. Reverse of that, inventory turn around. So as they say, how many times your inventory is getting turned around? So how many rotation of inventory happening in a specific period, more the rotation, better is your inventory management, as they say. So inventory carrying cost is also a subject matter of a warehousing management strategy. Factors that determine the warehouse location. So essentially the warehousing management first aspect, as we have here seen, the source to sink movement has to be minimal. That means your location is very important. Friends, in the book, there are little elaborate understanding given. I am going to restrict myself to the critical aspect of a warehouse location, how you go about. Proximity to the service area is one important aspect that you can look at. Major market to moderate and minimal market. So you should be more closer to the major market than the moderate and minimal market. They can be handled in a different manner. Cost of transportation. So we have earlier also studied that northwest corner rule, etc. So using the operation research technique, how do you determine what is the optimal transportation that is going to be? So that will help you to also determine warehousing location. So as I told you, the dummy location, dummy column or the row that you can add, that is how you try to develop your next location where it should be. Reduce the response time. The response time is time from intent race to getting that. So response time of a distribution center is a response time from the central warehouse to the distribution center. How quickly the distribution centers are getting their supplies is also a response time. And how distribution centers are able to fulfill the order of the customer, that's also distribution response time. Cost benefit analysis. Ultimately, you do your cost benefit analysis. Cost benefit analysis includes aspects like whether you should have a centralized warehouse and then you send goods all over, or you should have a multi-state warehousing locations. That's a cost benefit analysis subject matter where you create scenarios and you calculate overall cost based on the nature of operations, the intensity of the operation known to you. So this is what will derive the warehousing location for you. Understanding of this and exploration on this subject, four subjects that we have mentioned, will help you to decide where should your warehouse locations be. It could also help you to decide which warehouse location needs to be stopped and where should you have the new location. So that kind of a permutation combination is also a function of the warehousing location approach that one can adopt. Yeah. Functions performed at any warehouse. Yeah. So what kind of things that the warehouse do? That is what has been listed out here. You receive an item, store the same properly, then fulfill the order by dispatch, preparing the related documents. So you have to have a dispatch document, as they say. So dispatch document needs to be made. Understand the significance of it. Once upon a time, there was a manual making of documents. Not only that, each state used to have their own demand. Some state used to demand lorry receipts, some state had R forms, etc., they say. So, all those aspects needs to be known, manually made and given to the transporter. Today, in a GST era, you have a centralized electronic lorry receipt. That lorry receipt is valid from the point of dispatch till it reaches the consumers. As many states it may be going through, but it's a one lorry receipt which is enough for the goods to move. Earlier, otherwise at the octroi and all the malpractices used to happen, which is now avoided. So, that's why the documentation understanding has to be there. Maintain the records of the entire transaction. So, all the transaction needs to be properly recorded. Recording is not merely writing or noting it down. It has its own relevance. Good is dispatched. Goods was supposed to be cash on delivery. So, there has to be a transaction which says so much is a receivable. When that goods amount is received, your receivable is set off. So, this is what like entire transaction needs to be maintained well and tracked well. Any associated task with the distribution that a warehouse has to do is a part of the function of the warehouse or a warehouse strategy. So that now what I was trying to tell you is now each of this, some of them rather, may we may not see all, some of them we will try to study little better. So first is a receipt of item. What do you take care of in a receipt of item? Of course, you receive of item, when you receive goods, you match it with your intent. This is what you requested for, this is what has come. Segregate the damage versus sellable item. When you receive goods, there may be some damages. So, you have to move out damaged item, you have to segregate the sellable items. Then, recording of receipts. So, you will receive, record will be accordingly maintained. Yeah, damage, sellable, short item supply or you know wrong supply, etc. Whatever may be the time. Plant stock rotation. So, plant stock rotation has everything to do with the nature of goods it is, how it has to move out, first in, etc. So, there are those techniques as we move forward. Seasonality, we have told you, so some seasonal goods has to come ahead when the winter is approaching, etc. So, that stock rotation, etc. is a subject matter when you receive receipt of the goods, this thing. Handling goods written by consumers. So, again, it's a receipt of item. I have earlier told you that goods returned may be due to various reasons. Wrong order dispatch, damage happen, etc. Wrong ordering by the customer himself. He should have ordered XXL and instead he ordered XL, etc. So, all this needs to be recorded well. And that received back item needs to be attended also well. Yeah. So, return due to wrong size, packed means you have to pack the right size goods back to the consumer. This size which has come in, you have to make an entry accordingly, etc. So, entire that goods return has to be managed well, which is also part of the receipt of item in the warehousing strategy. Functions of a warehousing, which is again the storage. So, one of the important strategic aspect is understanding of the function and that the storing. Now, storing is also a science in itself, where so to achieve the fulfilling strategy. You are storing goods not just to store it and secure it or prevent damage. You are storing it for achieving your fulfilling accuracy. Fulfilling accuracy and fulfilling productivity, which is a which will give you the fulfilling efficiency. So, how rightly you are fulfilling, how promptly you are fulfilling, that's your fulfilling efficiency. Avoid stock out, damage, non-moving items lying in your storage, etc. Stock out is a situation where goods intent is there, ordered goods needed is there, but you do not have a stock of that item. So, that's a stock out. You may lose sale, you may make the customer unhappy, etc. A damage is a, you know, goods which has got damaged in transit, etc. The non-moving goods, due to various reasons, certain items suddenly will become non-moving in the market. So, what is it? You should have an eye on it, page it to the right person. They may create a scheme to sell those items fast. So, that's what is the interlink between inventory and the marketing and the sales, so to say. Maintain quality of the storage area. So, cleanliness, seasonal condition preventions, etc. So, how do you manage your storage good, area is very critical. Identify and rotate the old stocks. So, as they say that always move out the old stock first. So that's what one need to be able to do it in an efficient storing area, ensuring the staking. So various staking methods which is in the book are been explained in detail, but they are like a normal is one above the other. Honeycomb is like this, and staking otherwise is one above the other. In honeycomb you put it like this, so one item is this and then 2-3 item, then again one more item, then again 2-3 item in a different manner. So that's honeycomb. So what is the right approach for your storing is very critical, that one need to really adopt to. Adherence to the FIFO and OPFO. And FIFO is first in first out, old pack first out. Old pack first out is something that I need to explain. FIFO, as the term says, whatever has come first has to go out. But when it comes to say product like pharmaceutical, now pharmaceutical products also have an expiry date. You have dispatched the goods, one retailer has ordered, retailer tells you that this is a not right good order that you have dispatched to me, it has come back to you. Now various goods which come back to you, what will you do? Will you store it again and then you dispatch when other storing items are over and then you do? No. You must be now conscious about pharmaceutical items, that who has the earliest expiry date. So generally you dispatch the goods with earliest expiry date first. So all crocin packs that you have, one of them is a return goods, has an expiry which is say December 2019, other is a January 2020. The one with the December 2019 should go out first. So that's this. There are similar such items where old pack first out has to be seen it from the various perspective. In the pharma, it is the expiry date. If it is a perishable item, etc., again, the seasonality of that, or the longevity of that product to remain in stock, etc., in a good condition. All those aspects come under that. Insurance coverage, very critical. Your goods must be protected at every given point of time. But insurance coverage here written as a point is that goods come, goods go out, etc. What kind of coverage you have, then coverage related documentation needs to be maintained, coverage related inventory data has to be accurate, so that in case of some damage that happens, you are able to establish that this goods war is my godown, it is valued so much, and therefore the insurance cover claim is of so much rupees. If you cannot establish that this goods was inside my warehouse when the fire took place, then you will have a challenge of getting the insurance cover. So that's what is the criticality of the storage and insurance in that. Continuing to understand the storing better, overall under the warehousing strategy management, functioning of a warehouse, storing calls for the capacity utilization. Capacity, when you say it has a cubical capacity, any warehouse has a length, width and height. So how utilized your warehouse is, are you able to go right up to the height of your warehouse, or all your goods are just lying all over the warehouse, height is not utilized? That means you are not utilizing your capacity well. If the goods which is spread on the floor can be racked, then more areas will get opened and you can store more goods. So that's what utilization, floor condition, termite, fungicides. Floors generally tend to have issues related to termite, fungicides, etc. So how you palletize or how you stock your goods, so that aspect is taken care of. Efficient palletization, book gives you better idea, but palletization is nothing but kind of a wooden pellets are used on which the goods are stored, and they are stacked one above the other in a manner that there is a forklift which comes, put its spokes in it, one pellet is entirely picked up efficiently and moved for the dispatch area. So that's the advantage of palletization. So how efficiently you do that, handling split case and the full case items or efficiently. So there are certain orders which are in numbers, in odd numbers, wherein you say like you have an order for 225 pieces of say ball pens, your pack size is 50. So what will you do, Anna? So 50, 50, 50, 50, that 200 and another 25 is needed. Now another 25 is needed. What may happen, because your storing is not good, you may break already an intact packet while you have another packet which is already open. So there is another pack which is already open for earlier order, where the 25 pens could have been easily pulled out, but you have broken another finished goods full pack of 50. So that's not efficiency. So full size, full split, and you know, full case, split case, etc., are critical aspect of storing in the inventory management. Practice Pareto's analysis or an ABC analysis, which is 80-20 is a Pareto analysis. There will be 20% of the item giving you 80% of the value. There will be 80% of the item giving you only 20% of the value, or ABC analysis. So based on the item's value and you know the number of order, you try to manage your storing in such a way that less time is utilized in packing the less costly item vis-a-vis the more costly item, etc. Conduct a perpetual inventory audit. There should be a routine where you do either surprise check or you do a planned inventory audit, etc. Idea is like when you do that, it helps you to improve your efficiency. Certain lacunas, gaps, etc. will come out. Inventory mismatch will come out. So that will set you on a trail to find out where the error could have been at the right time and prevent such error occurring in future. Conduct a pack stock reconciliation. So you also get into doing a stock reconciliations, if not a full audit. You do stock reconciliation. Stock reconciliation will tell you that your entire information system is working well or not well, Yana. Because when you do this stock audit, you know that you know so many items should have been in my godown. If it is there, fine. If it is short, then you need to check whether theft has occurred, damage has occurred, what has happened. So that's what is a pack stock reconciliation as a part of storing. Designing a warehouse being a very critical aspect, one need to really understand overall as a part of your warehousing strategy. But these are the aspects that are generally critical while you design a warehouse. They are like self-explanatory, but I'll just take a brief time. Land and building means it depends on what kind of land mass you need, what kind of building structures will be needed for the kind of warehouse that you are visualizing. Management and staff, so what kind of people that you need, their skill, their education level, their you know experience, their lifestyle, etc. So that is another aspect. Equipment need of a warehouse. Cold storage may not need a high level of equipment, but other areas may need, other kind of warehouse may need heavy equipment areas. The automobile may not need a lot of equipments because they are the self-rotating vehicles, you know. But if the finished goods or say digital goods or laptop or you know walkie-talkie or Alexa and those kind of products, they require a lot of equipments to handle from one point to the other point, etc. Computers and software, so what kind of information system that you have visualized, what you would like to have, and operating methods and procedures. So how is the entire operation going to be? Manual, fully automated, partly manual, partly automated, etc. And each of the above decides your solution. So it's a combination of the above. Trade-off on something, trade-off on other thing will decide what should be the warehousing design. You have one hand the extreme like Amazon. One should really put an effort to Google and search. Fully automated, even floors are electrified. The robots, kind of a pallet machine move, they go to the rack area, pick up the goods, they put it in their this thing and brings it to the picking area, etc. There is no manual movement across the warehouse. So that's one level. And you have another level where cement godowns or, you know, the grains godown that you see in India, lot of manual labor who pick and store, pick and dispatch, etc. So that's another extreme. So that's a designing a warehouse. Depends on the level of automation also that you want to bring in. Continuing to understand that aspect better. Two aspects are considered while designing any warehouse. Quantity analysis and the movement analysis. Quantity is like what is the capacity and what is the turnaround of the quantity that is going to happen of the goods in that warehouse. Second is the movement. What needs frequent movement? What needs moderate movement? What needs once in a while movement, etc. So those aspects are the part of your warehousing design in one format that I showed you. Deep layer, deep, you know, rack system means they are going to store item which is occasionally needed. So those are the considerations that you have while you design your warehouse. Handling self-evident constraints. And self-evident constraints are, I want to expand, I want to modernize my warehouse, etc. But the self-evident constraints, I will say, this is the only land I have. Or the building is already there, now I want to modernize. So I will self-imposed limitations will come into picture. So that also the new designer will have to take into account. Collect numerous data. The data is a crux of the right designing, movement of goods, movement of people, storage life, etc., the seasonality of the product. So, various nature of data, the market, the large market, not so large market, all those aspects needs to be really gathered and analyzed to design what kind of a designing will optimize or make your warehousing operation efficient. Technology adoption, as I gave you an example of Amazon, etc., IT automation needs, etc. Some, I think as we move forward, we will also study how Walmart has changed the entire phase of supply chain management, and today still they are number one. All this is due to adoption of a technology and IT automation that they have imbibed. So function of warehouse, continuing to understand that part. Another aspect is the dispatch. Again, dispatch is a numerous points to be noted in that. One is a customer service level. Your dispatching starts with what is the level of service that you want to achieve. So every organization has a level of service defined. Order lead time of 48 hours, 36 hours, that changes the whole thing. If you declare today that my 48 hours lead time need to become now 36 hours, believe me friends, it is not so easy. Technology you will have to bring in, IT integration you will have to get in, etc. So that's what your fulfillment rate is, a one aspect of dispatch. Order clearance mechanism in place. How are the order clearances happening? Order which are on paid basis or cash on delivery, order which is of a loyalty club member, order from the Prime, say Amazon Prime, they are not supposed to be paying the courier charges. If I am a standalone customer, I will have to pay the courier charges. So all these aspects are studied and clearance is given on the order. All this happens back end, but that's the criticality of the dispatch function. Only the clear order for dispatch comes to the dispatch section, and then they dispatch the goods. Large customers, then the bills receivable, payable needs to be seen, credit period needs to be seen, bank guarantees in place or not to be seen, etc., before the order clearance is given. Generation of a back-end picking functions and instructions, etc. So, depending on what kind of picking systems are you following, wave, batch, single order, batch order, etc., the picking instructions are generated to the right stakeholders so that overall your centralized fulfilling rate is better. Mandated dispatching efficiency. So, what is the dispatching performance that you are looking at? Tons of goods to go out or order fulfillment rate per day? What is it that you are looking at? That needs to be followed and fulfilled. So, that will give your dispatch a good desired milestone. Minimizing the dispatch inefficiencies, which could be on account of stockout, which could be on account of transport not available, credit limit issues, exceptions handling. Most of the time you are fighting to handle the exceptions, etc. So, how do you minimize such dispatch inefficiency cropping into your function and hampering your efficient handling of dispatches? Consider fill rate, transportation rate, modes, etc. use. Fill rate is with the given technology, with the given instruments available, barcoding is given or not given, bar scanners are provided, not provided, bar scanners are whether manual or automated. That itself changes the efficiency, you know. So, all these aspects will determine what is the dispatch related effectiveness that you have. Fill rate is like how many, with the 10 people I can only handle so many orders a day. If the 10 can become 12, that's a cost benefit analysis aspect. Load availability, FLT, limited truckload or full truckload, all those aspects needs to be also considered in your dispatching strategy. And so, dispatch has to also look into it. The fulfilling rate and the transport vehicle maximization. So, that's a full load is going or part load is going. Now, part load is going in most cases to one particular location. Then, will it be worthwhile to depute your truck or outsource it to a third party? So, third party has no problem taking your part stock because he is the one who is going to get an order for the same dispatch location from other partners also. So, that his truck load is going to go full. And he is going to charge you peanut for it. But otherwise, consider your truck going to that destination only carrying half the tonnage possible. Then that's a very, very inefficient management decision. So, all those aspects needs to be checked in. Carry pre-dispatch checks. So, pre-dispatch checks are what is the order, what is filled in there, how it is supposed to go, whether accounting aspects are in place or not. All those things needs to be seen, primary packing, secondary packing, labeling on that is proper or not, and also there are certain mandatory checks that needs to happen that must be carried out before you really sign off the order for the shipping. So that's the dispatch area. Deciding the warehouse location, friends, again a very operation research technique oriented subject. In the book also, means I have tried to minimize that part. Overall, we need to understand that warehousing location decision is a complex decision, but these are the aspects that one need to really take into account. Keep the cost of transportation lowest. How can you minimize your cost of transportation and yet optimize your distribution rate? How will you achieve the customer service rate? So remember earlier I used a statement from 48 hours delivery time, I need to bring it down to 36 hours. It has a relevance to your service rate. Will the sufficient number of trucks and you know, LCVs available to you, or you need to part outsource some aspects so that you achieve the 36 hours of delivery leg time, etc. So these are all and that will determine where should your go down be. So that's a challenge that is a part of your decision about the warehouse location. Can stock sufficient quantity to meet the demand? Size is one aspect. If that's the case, then quantity comes into picture. So Mumbai being a large market, say like Bhiwandi has come out as a big area which is outside the octroi. Now octroi is not there, so that's a kind of an irrelevant aspect now. But still, the rate of land in Bhiwandi is far less than the rate in Dadar or say in Mahalakshmi or say in Andheri or say in Borivali, etc. So that all comes into your decision about the warehousing location. Transport Nagar is there also in Bhiwandi. The de facto whole setup of logistics and this thing has emerged in that area. So that's another factor that you take into account to decide where your go down should be. Terms of conditions, warehousing facilities, cost of those aspects associated with the warehousing locations, all this thing will determine where your warehouse should be. Flexibility of distribution in a dynamic market, whether this location gives you flexibility to change from one mode to the other mode, from one way of dispatch to the other way of dispatch, etc. The nature of goods transported may also change over a period. So those are the things that one need to really take into account. As I mentioned the last line, trade-off needs to be considered. So various above factors will have push and pull impact on your decision. Ultimately, you consider what is trade-off, what you can forgo to get what benefit. That's the final decision, make or break factor in your decision about the warehousing location. This is a representative chart, and this chart tries to give you the idea that number of DCs that you have. On the other end, the cost of it. Cost of it is related, wherein there is a total cost. Total cost is a result of warehousing cost, first leg transportation, second leg transportation. Don't get too complex or disturbed about what this chart is trying to say, but essentially it tries to tell you that when you get into the cost benefit analysis, various aspects will move out, come to your fold, that you represent them in the graphical form. As you see that the first leg of transportation is showing you a downward trend over a more distribution centers. If you have a more distribution center, your first leg transportation cost initially may be high, but later on it will keep going down because it's a one truck that can service more distribution centers. Secondary leg will always have a say like higher growth, then it will taper down, yana, because secondary transportation is generally small batch transported to say smaller locations, etc., distance and all, carrying limited quantity, etc. So they may show a upward trend. Warehousing is also like number of warehouse initially because of capital cost, investment in the technology, etc. As you increase warehousing, it will show you growth, but later on optimization will happen. Later on, whatever that numbers that you may add, your this line may remain static or will start coming down. All this thing has a result on your total transportation or a total cost. I'm sorry, total cost. Initially, total cost may come down, but as your number of other aspects grow, collectively, it may go up. So what is the best point? So best point is shown you with the vertical line. You should have not more than 4 to 5 say distribution center with this kind of a cost curve. So you must have your cost curve for warehousing cost, cost curve for the transportation, cost curve for the manpower, etc. Manpower cost also will change over a period. If the number of DCs increase, it is not that more people will be needed. You are able to optimize available resource better. Available manpower, excess manpower can be shifted to the next DC, etc. So, where manpower cost. So, put together, you will get a total cost. You must then see that what is the right point at which you should decide about your number of warehouses and place of warehouses, etc.